Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We are located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're so glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is truly a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, Grateful for Something New, a New Strength.
Burden you,
the burden you have,
for So can you lift your hands all over the sanctuary? Whatever it is that you've been petitioning God for, whatever it is that you are believing God for, we've come to encourage you to let you know that all it takes is one word from the Lord. All it takes is one yes from the Lord. All it takes is one move from the Lord and your body can be healed. All it takes is one word from the Lord and your child can come home. All it has to do is speak over your situation. All it has to do is send a word. Send a word. Send a word. Send a word. Send, come on, pull on him. Pull on him right here. Pull on him right here. Hey, say, speak, Lord. Together, speak, Lord. Come on, we need him to speak to our situation. We know that you have some things on the altar that you need him to do. We want you to know that you don't have to be weary and well-doing, because all it takes is one word from the Father and your life can change. He can speak and your land will be healed. He can speak. It doesn't matter what city you're in, what country you're in, what state you're in, what hospital you're in. If you're laid in ICU, all it takes is one word from the Father. If he speaks, your body will be healed. If he speaks, your body will be delivered. Wherever you are, we want you to touch God and believe, and believe, and believe, and believe. You believe, you believe, you believe.
Listen, God has the final say-so. Somebody needs to tell the folk in Washington on Pennsylvania Avenue that God has the final say-so. In the hospital room, in the courtroom, in your house, in your life. Anybody want God to speak right now? Lift those hands. Lord, we declare and decree tonight that you have the final say-so. When you speak, it is settled. It is already done. There's no second guessing you. There is no second opinion that's needed. Ooh, When you speak, it is already done. And we say thank you. You're speaking over somebody's life right now. You're speaking in someone's life right now, Lord. It is already done. Now let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart, be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer, very present help in the time of trouble. Woo! Those who are grateful that God has already spoken in your situation, over your life, clap those hands, everybody. Give God a hand of praise. Would you praise God for our worship and arts team? Thank you. Thank you to our team. Thank you so very much. Thank you to Elder Regina Mosqueda and our praise and worship ministry. And what a powerful worship. It may be cold outside. Oh, but there's fire inside here. We feel the fire. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Regina. Listen, there's a word from the Lord as we continue this series that God has given us. This is the fifth message in the series, Grateful for Something New. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 19, King James Version. Behold, I will do a new thing. It says you won't even recognize it. What I like is how he ends that verse. I will make a way in the wilderness. And I will make a river in the desert. Look at somebody and say, get ready for your new thing that God is doing this year, for you. This is the fifth message. The text is found also in Isaiah chapter 40, just a few chapters above 43, verses 28 to 31. We've chosen the New Living Translation. Look at somebody and say, I'm so grateful for something new. Is anybody, I know this is another month, but anybody just grateful for what God did in January and just grateful for something new? Listen to the text in verse 28. Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youth shall become weak and tired. Young men will fall in exhaustion. But look at verse 31. But those who trust in the Lord. I know we all like King James on this one. But they that wait on the Lord, but I like the living because of the next clause, will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run, thank you, Lord, and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And those of you who love God's word, help us say amen. 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 The series is entitled Grateful for Something New. Fifth message in this series. Two words lifted directly from the text. Look at someone and simply says, new strength. Before you sit down, I need you to encourage somebody and say, neighbor, God is about to give you some new strength. Now clap those hands and take your seat. New strength. new strength. Woo. Is it anybody in here that just know, Lord, if there was any time in my life I needed some new strength, I need it right now. Somebody who's not ashamed, lift those hands and say, right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Listen, it has been said that perhaps one of the greatest challenges that we as people of faith struggle with is emotional and spiritual fatigue. Can we just keep it real? Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we wonder, Lord, can I make it another day? The fact is, even the strongest of us at times become weary in well-doing. It's not just you. That's why the Bible tells us so clearly, don't judge anybody. Because the truth is, the fact is, all of us, even the strongest of us, have found ourselves weary in well-doing. Listen to these three quick examples. The prophet Jeremiah talks about being so discouraged, Jeremiah chapter 20, that he just wanted to give up. He said, and I quote, "My soul is in derision. Lord, you have deceived me. God, you let me down. I don't want to make it anymore. I've decided not to prophesy, not to preach, not to proclaim your word anymore." Oh, but I like what Jeremiah said. He said, "But your word was like a burning fire." Somebody say, "Shut up," in my bone. Amen. So the prophet became discouraged, but he did not give up. Next example is King David, who was perhaps the greatest biblical figure in the Bible other than Jesus. David in Psalms 6 and 3, the NIV translation, in the midst of an emotional crisis, David writes these words, "My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long?" Can we just be real for the next 20 minutes and say, Pastor, I've been there. Truth of the matter, some of us are there right now, in which we say, Lord, how long? Don't know how much more with this I can take. How long before your deliverance? The third, final example is the greatest person in all the Bible, and that's Jesus. First example was the prophet Jeremiah. Second was King David. Next was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, knowing that he was about to face a cross, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 38, talking to a few of his disciples that he thought he could entrust to be with him, to stay up with him, Jesus says, "My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death." Then he turns to his disciples and he says, "Stay here and keep watch with me. Don't leave me. Don't give up on me." Even Jesus says, listen, these are the words of Jesus, his soul was crushed with grief to the point of death. Knowing what his assignment was, he was still human. His flesh still anguished with grief. His flesh did not want to die. He knew he had to in order to save the world, but he knew that his flesh struggled. How many of you, your flesh have struggled with you back and forth? So here's the truth. The truth is, we all at some point in our lives have found ourselves in need of new strength. Am I right about it? You all have a testimony. I thought just the other day, Deacon Clarence Smith, I was reminiscing, I told my wife, and I've just lately been very sentimental about the people that I've lost in my life and over the last 5 years, from my cousin Chip to my best friend Vince to my colleague John Scott to even other folk that I, my uncle Deacon Lumpkin and others, just people that are real close. And sometimes even preachers get weary in well-doing. Sometimes you get a little discouraged. And I remember a few years ago praying intensely for my cousin, Elder Frank English, praying, God, you got to heal him. God, by your stripes, you're healed. I quoted every scripture I could, but yet God transitioned him from earth to glory. And I was angry at God until God reminded me, I don't owe you an explanation. He says, you see what you can see here, but you don't know where he's going. That's better than we. So when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that would be. How many of you have found yourself agonizing over what you've lost, over who you've lost, and the enemy tried to steal your joy, tried to steal your peace, and tell you that you have no reason to praise God, but yet you showed up tonight, you showed up in a cold, dreary day to say, Lord, I still trust you. Somebody ought to trust God. In fact, this is a good time for everybody who trusts God to stand to your feet and give God a 20, 30 second praise of, Lord, I still trust you. Ooh. Weary in well-doing. Heart aches. When I lost my dad's heart, I think it was even harder seeing the pain that my mom went through. Watching her every day drive to the cemetery. Some days I would just follow. She wouldn't even see me, and I would see her sitting there, knowing the anguish that she was going through. And sometimes to those of you who lost loved ones, you know what I'm going through. Perhaps I tell folk all the time, if somebody's close to you and die, you don't feel the pain, they really weren't that close to you. Because the pain reminds you how close the relationship really was. And I remember one day mom left and I went by there, sat on the bench that she sat on, tears streaming down my face. And God says, I've got this. God says, your mom would be all right, because I didn't know, none of us didn't know whether she could hold on or not, whether she would give up or not. And now I'm proud to say in just a few months, in September of this year, it will be 20 years since my father transitioned, and mom is still here, still hanging in there. Don't tell me God is not good. And if God can do it for her, God can do it for you. Somebody ought to just say, I'm still holding on. Woo. Any living witnesses are still holding on. It's not easy, but I'm holding on. So when we think about new strength, when we think about a renewed strength, perhaps there is no greater text in the Bible than what is written and recorded in Isaiah chapter 40. In which the prophet Isaiah talks about new strength. The prophet writes these inspiring passages and words as a message of hope and divine renewal to a group of people who were tired, discouraged, and uncertain about their future. Listen to what Judah had gone through. They had gone through so many things. Their enemies had come from every side and tried to destroy them. They found themselves discouraged and uncertain about their future. And I'm here to tell you that anytime we're going through something, listen to this, don't miss this. God sends a word before he sends deliverance. God sends revelation before he sends manifestation. You got to listen for the word. Problem is, some of us have tuned out the voice of God. We're waiting on the hand of God. But before you can have the hand of God, you need to hear the voice of God. So somebody throw those hands up and say, speak, Lord. God always sends a revelation. God always sends a word. And so he did in the case of this text. The prophet Isaiah was chosen for this assignment. God wanted the people of Israel to shift their focus, listen, from their problems to God's promises. Whew. Somebody just caught that. In case you didn't, help me remind your neighbor, say, neighbor, shift your focus from your problems to God's promises. That's why the first of the three insights we gave you on Watch Night say, choose not to complain. You may have a reason to, but I choose not to. Because everybody have problems, but I want to focus on God's promises, not my problems. Is there anybody know that the promises are larger than your problems? That the promises help you get through your problem. Don't you fool me now, but I want y'all to do something for me. Think of just one promise that God made to you, for you, on your behalf, that helped to carry you through your darkest hours. And you need to just give God a praise right now. Think of your promise, make it personal. Make it, has God been good to you? I don't know what he promised you, but he promised me no weapon formed against me shall promise. God promised that he will bless my seed and my seed seed. Somebody ought to remember the promise. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, God's promise got me through it. Can I get a witness? Any living witnesses that know if it had not been for the promises of God, you would not be standing here today. And the only reason you're up in here right now is because you're standing on the promises of God. My hope is built on nothing less than, thank you, team, Jesus Christ and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest thing, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On the solid, all other sinking sand. Tell your neighbor, I'm holding on. Weak, but I'm holding on. Feeble, but I'm holding on. Going through something, but I'm holding on. Just hold on a little while longer. Encourage somebody sitting next to you and say, neighbor, don't give up. Because if you can just hold on a little while longer, I see the breaking of a brand new day. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You've got to have enough faith to know what the morning is going to bring before the morning even comes. You've got to have midnight faith, where you praise God at midnight for the morning, even before the sun rises. So y'all got a few seconds to think of something you need God to do that hasn't been done yet. And this time we're going to praise God in advance for giving us the strength to just hold on. Find you a praise partner and say, neighbor, hold on a little while longer. Everything is gonna be all right. Woo! May I preach? Can I preach? Well, I told the Lord I've got to preach. Last night, this time, I had no voice, lying in the bed, trying to overcome a bad cold. And God said, get up and don't complain and open your mouth and I'll speak for you. So I showed up here to preach, to tell you that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Somebody ought to grab you a praise partner and say, neighbor, I can praise God by myself, but it's better if I had you. When two and three are together, touch and agree on anything, God should be in the midst. So you find you somebody that don't mind you praising God. Now some folk you sit by just two, they ain't got it yet. But that's why I tell them, I'll pray for you. But I need to find me somebody that know that I've got a reason to praise God. I ought not be here, but God. have you never understood? Verses 28 through 30, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. Help me preach this and say, he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. The youth shall become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But they that wait, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Who am I preaching to? Tell your neighbor, neighbor, God is about to give me some new strength. I need strength to make it through another day. I need strength to deal with the future demons in my life. I need strength to deal with the future devils I'm gonna encounter. Somebody jump to your feet and say, new strength. Say, neighbor, I don't care what the enemy brings my way. I've already made up my mind that I am going to make it. Mr. Ivan Carter, make it. Make it. Pastor Lawson, make it. Wave at somebody and say, you're going to make it. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Woo! Y'all hold that praise. Hold that praise. Because we're going to praise God. When I get to insight number three, three key insights briefly, three key insights taken from the text. Here they are. New strength comes from waiting, not rushing. From trusting, not worrying. Oh, y'all help me preach this and say, neighbor, new strength comes from waiting, not rushing. Trusting, not worrying. If you know the Lord is keeping you, what are you worried about? If you know the Lord is keeping you, why haven't you sing or shouted? Somebody ought to give God a praise even before you get your blessing, because you know the Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. To those of you that are joining us virtually, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. Somebody and say, wait, not rush. Trust, not worry. Waiting on God, listen to this point under this same insight. Waiting on God positions us to receive, thank you, Holy Ghost, what cannot be produced ourselves. Waiting on God position us to receive what we cannot produce ourselves. Help me tell somebody, you can't fix it. Ooh, I need you to tell somebody, you can't work it out. I don't care what you do or how hard you try, you do not have the capability or the capacity to fix it or to work it out. Trust means, look at this, still under the first insight. Trust means we are expecting a mighty Don't say it if you don't mean it. Just say, Pastor, I don't believe it, so you don't have to say it. But everybody who believe it, I need you to say it with me. We are a mighty move of God, even when it appears to be delayed or seems as if it will never happen. Tell your neighbor, I am still expecting a mighty move of God. Anybody expect your family to be saved? Expect God to turn your finances around. Expect God can touch your body. I am expecting a mighty move of God. Song said, I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. Sky is the limit of what I can have. Anybody looking for a miracle? Anybody want a miracle? Right now, lift your hands and say, Lord, I need my miracle. I want my miracle. I'm expecting my miracle. I don't care what your neighbors say about you. Lord, I'm expecting a mighty move of God. I expect all of our grandchildren to be saved, Deacon Glover. I expect every last one of them to one day be filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't tell me what God can't do. I'm looking for it. Touch your neighbor, say, I'm looking for a mighty move of God. Ooh, may I preach this? I'm glad you don't have to worry about the next service. May I preach this? New strength lifts us above our circumstances. They will soar high on wings like eagles. Here's the sub point of point number two. New strength allows us not just to survive our storms, but to rise above our storms. I'm going to give you some news perhaps you don't want to hear. God may not exempt you from the storm. Some of you are going to go through the storm. But here's the good news. God will empower you with wings of eagles that you can rise above them. God doesn't always prevent or eliminate our storms, but he gives us new strength. Somebody say new strength to rise above them. And here is the third and the final one. Stand to your feet all over this place. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, new strength equips us for the long journey ahead. Tell your neighbor it won't be easy, but God will give you new strength for consistency and endurance, regardless of what our circumstances may be or the situation we may encounter. Notice with me the progression outlined in the text. I'm going somewhere. Look at the progression that Isaiah outlined in the text. Number one, they shall soar with wings of eagles. If you can't soar, you're gonna run and not be weary. If you can't run, you're gonna walk. Whatever it is, you are going to survive. Grab your neighbor, just wave at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I stopped by to tell you some of us are going to soar. Others of us are going to run. Some of us may just have to walk. But whatever you've got to do, you're coming through this. You're coming through this. Get you a praise partner. I told you we're about to praise God. Get you a praise partner and say, neighbor, I've got new strength to soar, to run, to walk, to soar, run, or walk. I am coming out of this. says, I am coming through. This, I am coming through. This, y'all come on and give God a praise. Praise Him like you know you're coming through. Somebody say new strength. On your way to the altar, wave at somebody and say new strength. Tries to discourage you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Listen, one of my favorite songs that I want to close this message out with is from Pastor William Murphy. I love this song. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Some of you love that song as well. It reaches to me in the fullness of grace. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Everybody, see, listen. I want a special invitation to go out. Those of you who are virtual and those of you who are here. Some of you know that you're barely holding on. You need new strength right now. And if you're not ashamed to say, Lord, I need it. Listen, if I was in that audience, I would have been the first at that altar. Because I know what I need from God right now. Strength. Anybody right now, eyes are closed, nobody's watching you, others are coming right now. Come on, man. Because we're going to touch and agree right now. That's right. All right. All
right. You are my strength. Strength like no other.
Strength like.
You're the strength like no other.
Lord, I need you right now. I need you right now, Lord.
Strength like no other, Jesus. And it reaches to me. You are my strength.
You are my strength.
Strength like no other, Jesus.
Strength like no other.
For those who trust in the Lord, but they that wait upon the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Doesn't matter what you're going through, God has some new strength with your name on it. You will survive this. Look at somebody and say, you will survive this. It's going to be hard, but you will survive. Strength like no other. Come on and tell me this. You will survive. One more time. You are.
You are my strength.
You are my strength.
You are the bridge of my trouble water. The strength like
no other.
You're the strength like no other.
Strength like no other.
Jesus.
Reaches me.
This is sacred. Perhaps there's someone who's viewing by way of internet, listening by way of radio, or someone who's here right now. I say, Lord, I need you. Here's the caveat. He doesn't force his strength on you. He offers it to you. It's up to you if you accept it. It's up to you that you receive it. Some people say, Lord, make me strong. And the Lord says, I'm offering you strength. Will you receive it? Okay. I'm not going to make you anything. I'm going to offer you a choice to hear my voice and accept my gift. Close those eyes right now, because I just believe that there's somebody right here that you don't want to leave here tonight the way you came. You don't want to leave here today the way you came. For those of you that are viewing by way of internet, this could be the first day of the rest of your life. God's going to give you something that the world cannot give you. There's a QR code on the screen, and so many of you have accepted the Lord by just clicking on that, and we've ministered to you. If you are viewing, just click there and someone will be there to talk you through it. If you're here and you're bold enough to say, Lord, I don't want to leave here the way I came. After this prayer, I just need you to just remain at that altar. You want to make that new commitment. New strength requires a new commitment from God. Are you really ready to take that next step? Eternal Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being our strength, our very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that you are our strength. In the fullness of your power, we say thank you. Someone came here today realizing that I need strength. God, you are offering us that strength right now. Help us to receive it and accept it. Help us to have a new conviction, new commitment to go along with our new strength. And if we accept you, and if we allow your strength to empower and enable us, there's nothing that with your help we could not overcome. This is our prayer. In your name we pray and give thanks. And those who know it is already so, it is already done. Help me say amen. Amen. Come on, just remain at the altar. If you want to make that commitment tonight, you looking for a church home, or you just want to recommit to Lord, come on. Lord, I want to rededicate myself. Hit the QR code if you want to. Yeah. Wherever you are right now. Strength like, thank you, bro. Anybody else? Amen. Come on, brothers. Right. Thank you. Come on. Anybody else? Look what God is doing. Somebody else is coming. Oh, my. Somebody, God told me to do this. Amen. You can go to the code, but God told me somebody needed to walk down the aisles and say, here, my Lord. Anybody else? Clap your hand for those right here. Hey, come on. Reach it. Come on, as we take. Reach it. Come on. Saying Regina, yeah. Nothing else could help. When nothing else could help you, Regina.
You have been listening to the worship service of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off Interstate 77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We are also streaming live on our website at bwcar.org, on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you missed any of our services, or if you want to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for a CD or DVD of today's sermon titled Grateful for Something New, A New Strength, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 020126. Again, that telephone number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 020126. Sunday, February 22nd, join us for a Black History Month celebration at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. in the Worship Center. Come dressed in cultural attire as we reflect, celebrate, and honor the richness of our heritage. This special day will feature guest speakers, Dr. Rosalind Artis, President of Benedict College, at the 8 a.m. morning service, and Dr. Bobby J. Donaldson, Civil Rights Historian from the University of South Carolina, at the 11 a.m. morning service. Invite your family and friends to join us for this special service, Sunday, February 22nd, here at Bible Way. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by clicking the link on our website at bwcar.org, or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to the number 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please do not mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.